First annual Children's Emmy Awards dominated by LGBTQ. We want next generation of LGBTQ plus kids to see themselves. By David Ng on December 14, 2022. The first annual Children's and Family Emmy Awards took place over the weekend in Los Angeles to honor TV programming geared towards children up to the age of 15. But the ceremony ended up being dominated by LGBTQ messaging and talent, including co-host JoJo Siwa, the YouTube star who identifies as pansexual and queer. Early in the show, Siwa referred to herself as a gay icon, according to a MRC Newsbusters report, while the Emmys tweeted out a photo of Siwa wearing rainbow-themed apparel to promote the show. The two-night ceremony bestowed some of its honors on LGBTQ-themed content. Sesame Street's Friends with a Penguin won for Best Original Song. The song was originally performed on Sesame Street by LGBTQ celebrity Billy Porter, who wore a bizarre tuxedo evening gown combination when performing the song. Upon receiving the award, song composer Catherine Rye Wren gave a shout-out to all the queer kids, according to MRC. Another winner was Christy Reed in the category for Outstanding Voice Direction for an animated series for her work on Netflix's Centaur World. In her speech, Reed reportedly talked about being a queer kid from a small town and said, "We have the power to create programming that elevates all voices, erases generations of hate and tells the bullies of the world to suck it." Earlier this year, Reed tweeted her support for more queer characters in animation shows. Netflix's gay teen comedy series Heartstopper won multiple awards including Best Young Teen Series. During the ceremony, a clip for the series was reportedly shown depicting a scene of the two lead teen males kissing. Most of all, with Heartstopper we wanted the next generation of LGBTQ plus kids to see themselves in a story about queer joy, about love, and about acceptance, the show's executive producer Patrick Walters told the audience. As Breitbart News reported, Hollywood studios are aggressively pushing LGBTQ content, and especially transgenderism and drag culture, on children. Disney has incorporated transgender themes into shows including Baymax and Raven's Home, while also promoting drag queens. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.